Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. And this week, we're going to discuss Halloween and how to get through it. Will you trick or will you treat this year? Listen, I say it every year, and I'm going to say it again. On Halloween, fill a brown bag full of all the candy you love and save it for your cheat day. Do not cheat on a Tuesday because it's Halloween. I think if you really think about it, do you really need to do that? And that's what we're talking about. Life is all about making choices. And when it comes to weight loss, it's even more important to think things through before you do them. While it's very easy to grab, eat, and then regret it, it's actually so much easier mentally and physically to get through the day knowing that you are doing the right thing for yourself and your body. Now, I know so many of you are going to go, I'm not cheating on Halloween. Candy doesn't even do it for me. But you know what happens? You end up having a drink with your significant other. Or I don't know, I think the new thing now is everyone's walking around with red cups with alcohol in them while they're trick-or-treating. Whatever it is, be prepared for what's in front of you. Don't blow this off like it's not a big deal. I'm going to get through it. You have candy all over the house, candy coming in, candy going out. Trust me, prepare for the day. You will be happy you did. We speak about it many times, over and over, how hard weight loss is. And it's true. Weight loss is really hard. It's not an easy thing. That's why we have the highest obesity in the world at this time. It's hard because there's temptations everywhere, and that will never change. It's hard because in order for you to lose weight, you need to take in less than what your body needs. Make sure you are really understanding that concept. People go, they follow their menu I give them, and then they say, I just had a little extra. Well, you can't have the extra, but I was hungry. But that's the point. You're taking in less than what your body needs. It's okay to be hungry. You have to get past that idea that you have to not be hungry. It's okay to be a little hungry, because when you're a little hungry, that means you took in less. Look at your day. You ate. You're not going to starve to death. You ate throughout the day. It's just not as much as you used to eat. That's the whole idea of the portion clean meals, okay? That's why when you buy from Innovation or you follow something on your menu, the meal is smaller. You're supposed to feel a little hunger. It will pass. However, it will not pass if you keep feeding into it. You keep feeding into it. You're just telling your body, okay, every time you're hungry, I'm just going to feed you. And that's what it's going to keep doing. It's going to keep feeling hungry and you're going to keep feeding it. The only way it passes is if you stop feeding it. Then it will eventually realize, I'm not going to get anything if I keep crying out with hunger. I'm just going to take from the stored fat. What's in my body? That's what I'm going to use. That's what you want. We need to be in a state of restriction to lose weight, taking in less than what your body currently lives on. So of course it's hard. Who wants to live with less? That's why making the right choices will make such a big difference in your weight loss. Because the better the choices, the more satisfied you will feel mentally and physical. You may not be full, but you will be mentally satisfied because you know you planned and you did the right thing. And when you do love what you eat, you look forward to it. You know, you will absolutely have an easier time on program when you choose the food you love. That's one of the biggest concepts of innovation. You're eating less, but at least you're loving what you're eating. So you're looking forward to it. And that helps you mentally. Each week, you work so hard to get to where you want to be. It's hard and challenging, but what choice do you have? You want this. This is life. You want this. You want to be thinner. You want to be healthier. You have to restrict. Okay. It's not the end of the world. It's just another challenge in your life. And once you get through it, the rewards are amazing. Some days will be easier, some days harder. And Halloween will definitely be harder. But the most important thing is for you to understand that you need to stay on track and on program to lose your weight, to not go backwards, to not fall into the fall feelings, okay, of wanting more, of being cozier, of feeling like, okay, it's Halloween and everyone's eating, everyone's cheating. No, they're not. Okay. Even if they look like they are, majority of the time, they're not. So here are some simple things I want you to do this Halloween. And this is what's going to keep you on track. Wear your skinny jeans on Halloween. When you feel good, you look good. And when you look good, you do good. Leggings and sweats are super comfy, but are way too forgiving when it comes to eating. Wear your skinny jeans trick-or-treating and you will feel everything you put in your mouth and think twice about doing it. Do a detox day on Halloween. Well, how smart would that be? Even if you're not doing the detox for the whole week, do it on Halloween. Do your drink, your meal, your muffin, done. Okay. If you want to throw one of the detox lollipops in there or the detox suckers, great. It's going to help you stay on program when you know and you're actually a little bit more restricted than usual. That's going to help you mentally. Another great idea is to take an innovation snack with you. Maybe the chocolate nuts with you on Halloween trick-or-treating. Pop one in your mouth whenever you feel a temptation to have a piece of candy. The protein will keep you full longer and the balance of the protein and healthy carbs will stop your insulin from spiking and wanting and craving for more. Save your snacks. If you're on a regular weight loss day, save your snacks, regardless of what snacks you choose to take with you. Make sure you save your snacks for the time that you may need them in the day, whether you're trick-or-treating with your children, whether you're home giving out candy, whether you're going to a Halloween party or a school event. There are so many snacks on program that will satisfy you and keep you on program feeling your very best all day. So save your snack for when you need them in the day. My final thought for you, making the right choices is never easy. We speak to our children about doing the right thing all the time. I'm forever the parent who preaches about it. And now I will say it to all of you. When you do the wrong thing, it doesn't only affect you, it affects everyone around you that loves you. Just like when you do the right thing, it affects everyone around you that loves you. Except it affects them in a more positive way and not a negative way. So when you're not doing the right thing, think about how that makes you feel. I had a client in here the other day and she said, I am miserable. I'm miserable how I feel. She's a brand new client and it was her first time in here, first time I met her. And she just said, she goes, I'm just so upset with where I got myself. I don't feel good in my clothes. I don't feel good when I wake up. I'm miserable. I'm so miserable. I'm nasty to my family. I'm nasty to my kids. I see it and I can't stop it because I just feel horrible. So the first thing I said to her was, I'm super proud of you for coming in here and let's do something about that because that is not the way you want to feel. That's not the way you want your family to remember you. And they know why you're acting the way you are because you don't feel good about yourself. So that's when you have to stop and think and say, okay, I'm not happy. I don't want to feel like this. I don't want to live like this. I have to do something about it. And that's when you know you have to put 100% work in because that's what it takes. It's not magic. You know, clients come in all the time and they say, I see people in here. They always look great. They lose so much weight. Yes, because they work at it every day. They may make it look easy, but trust me, everyone has their challenges when it comes to weight loss, but they do it. That's the difference. They do it. When they stumble, they get right back up. And when they're up, they move forward 100%. Doing the right thing, feeling great, following their program, losing the weight. I know it's Halloween and it's a fun day. And it's not just about this day. This is just an example of how I want you to get through the day. I want you to feel your best, whatever you choose to do. If you do decide to cheat, listen, it's a Tuesday. Just make sure you're giving up that following weekend. Is it worth it? Probably not. Probably better to save the candy you love, put it in a bag and have it on your cheat day, even if you want it by that day. Okay. But more importantly, think about how you feel when you wake up on Halloween and think about how you're going to feel when you go to bed on Halloween. Okay. That is what is going to keep your mindset in the most positive place where you want to stay. You not only want to wake up feeling great, you want to go to bed feeling great, and you want to wake up the next morning feeling like you did it, you made the right choices, you follow what you planned. That is the key. Plan, prepare, and follow through with it. That's what's going to get you to your results, and that's what's going to make you feel your very best. Don't forget, Halloween candy is the same candy you buy any time of the year. They're just dressed in their little cute little costumes for Halloween, in their little packaging. So stay strong and remember what is important to you, and remember how you want to feel Wednesday morning. Okay, everyone, I'm wishing you all a very healthy, happy weekend. Happy week. Happy Halloween. Stay healthy. Stay safe. Plan, prepare, follow through. Much love and hugs from me to all of you.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.